This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Something like 150,000 school kids in New York City are going to be looking for a different way to get to school tomorrow. Bus drivers in the country's biggest school system are set to go out on strike. Students will be able to ride public transit for free, or if they have to take a cab, the city will pay for it. But parents in New York aren't the only ones following the strike news. School bus drivers in Charleston, South Carolina are also talking about walking out. From the education desk at WYPR, Amy Scott takes a look at the job of getting the kids to school on time.
If the strike happens in New York, more than 8,000 school bus drivers and matrons will walk off the job tomorrow. Matrons help kids get on and off the bus safely. Though the city will pay for other arrangements, some parents may keep their kids at home.
As a result, a lot of people would be forced to not make it into work, and a strike would have a ripple effect throughout the economy in the city.
Gary Chason grew up in New York taking the bus to school. He now teaches labor relations at Clark University. New York City is trying to save money, so it's put some of its bus contracts up for a competitive bid. Union drivers want guarantees they'll keep their jobs. Chason says organized labor has been trying to rebuild its reputation as good for the economy. This won't help.
People will see images of children waiting for buses that never show up and parents missing work because there were no buses for their kids.
New York drivers aren't the only unhappy ones. Today, school bus drivers in Charleston, South Carolina, voted to authorize a strike. They're concerned about wages and health benefits and about safety.
I would say I was breaking down on the average about every other month. So, yes, that is a concern.
That's retired Charleston County school bus driver Jim Merriman. He says he made $12 to $13 an hour, better than a lot of blue-collar jobs in the area. And there were other perks.
The reward just of seeing kids every day was what really made me do it.
Getting up at 5:30 every morning, not so rewarding. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.